This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Today on Minnesota Native News, we ask why state officials say St. Louis County isn't complying with federal and state laws to protect Native families in the child welfare system, and whether the county will improve after a serious cut in resources. Reporter Melissa Townsend has the story.
A state report released this summer found one-third of all Minnesota counties are not complying with the federal and state laws that are aimed at keeping Native children with their families when there's a serious problem in the home. Starting in fiscal year 2021, those counties will see a deep cut in their budgets because of the problem. St. Louis County, which includes parts of the Fond du Lac and Boys Fort reservations and the city of Duluth, is one of the counties out of compliance.
Do you want to just start by introducing yourself?
Sure, Melissa. I'm Linnea Mersch. I'm the Director of Public Health and Human Services for St. Louis County.
Mersch, who is non-Native, oversees the department that handles foster care and other out-of-home placements for children in St. Louis County. In 2018, 33% of children in foster care or out-of-home placement were Native, even though Natives make up only 2% of the county's population. When dealing with Native families, county social workers must follow ICWA and MIFPA guidelines. Those are the federal and state laws aimed at keeping Native families together and getting them help when there is a serious problem in the home. But a state report issued in July found that St. Louis County was one of the counties substantially out of compliance for the 2 years the state has been collecting data. The county is following some elements of the law, but not all of them.
The area where we needed the most improvement was around inquiry. So specifically the process and the documentation requirements.
That is asking if a child has American Indian heritage.
Yep, and then documenting those queries.
Inquiry is where county social workers ask families if they belong to a federally recognized tribe. This is crucial because if no one knows the family's Native, then no one will reach out to the tribe or follow any of the specific rules intended to keep Native kids with their families, or at least in their tribal communities. Why isn't this happening? Mersch says it's complicated. First, there's a lot of staff turnover with social workers.
It's burnout. It's the demands. It's the increased documentation when people get into this work to be with kids and families. We know that what it takes to train and onboard and have systems to support the documentation is even more complicated during a period of a lot of turnover.
Mersch is quick to point out that the county social workers do work hard to understand the background and family ties of their Native families. But she says getting all that information in a timely manner can be challenging.
So the reason our workers weren't sending those MIFPA notices out early is they wanted a better sense of the full of the family to know all the places to send the notification. And we were getting a lot of pressure in the courtroom that we hadn't had a complete sense of the entire family and all the relationships and all the potential heritage.
Regardless of these issues, the state is now cutting the funding for St. Louis County's ICWA activities by more than half. In 2020, the county received nearly $520,000 in state ICWA aid. But in 2021, it will receive only about $250,000. It's a penalty for not complying with the law. So how will Mersch deal with the cut?
I'm not cutting staff. I can't cut staff. Our numbers haven't changed. The demands haven't changed. The paperwork hasn't changed. I mean, there's no way I could do that.
She says being financially penalized for noncompliance with ICWA doesn't make sense to her.
It's kind of nonsensical, especially when the entire purpose of the money is to support the practice that we need to provide, and this just cuts support.
Many tribal leaders in this field say it's better to keep a Native family out of the Child Protective Services system, provide helpful services for a family, and leave them together. I asked Linnea Mersch what she thinks of this.
We certainly have to follow state law. That's our job. We're a unit of government. We have that delegated responsibility from the state of Minnesota.
So for now, Mersch says she is making a plan to continue to improve the county's work with Native children and families, with less than half the resources she had before. And advocates for Native families will continue to push for more resources designed to heal Native families rather than separate parents from their children when there's a problem in the home. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.